Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about things you should know before renting a bulldozer. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to this website at www.heavyequipmentguy.com. And this is an affiliate link, which helps pay for this podcast and all that mumbo jumbo. Are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel? Shirts, hats, boots, jackets, anything with the logo on it. Again, go to this site. Like I said, it's affiliate link, so it helps pay for the show at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to podcast. The bulldozer is a very important heavy equipment commonly used in the construction industry. They are powerful machines which is effectively removes the stumps, the boulders, and helps in the demolitions, aids in excavation, and can graze the brush. You know, they are often used in clearing of large acres of forest land to convert into a productive area. It is often observed that construction industry prefer buying it on rent or leasing it. While first-time buyers may not be aware of such options, many times after purchasing a brand new dozer, the user is not satisfied by it working or finds it limited to its functions. Purchasing a new dozer is very expensive, hence it may be wise to take it on rent, especially in the case of the first-time users. The following tips for the buyer before renting a bulldozer. Number one, purchase the equipment which is in good health. Although it is used, the buyer must take care of that equipment must be in good health. Very old heavy equipment, if taken on rent, may operate substantially a little less than a new piece of equipment during the rented period. This may lead to unnecessary expenditures due to repair. Hence, the used equipment not more than 5 years and is in working conditions must be selected. The buyer should inspect the machine thoroughly for the extent of the wear and tear. Check the engine, leakage problem, if any, welded parts, sprockets, tracks or arms, working gears, brakes, rollers, and perform an oil analysis. Get it checked. Two, the nature and length of work. The buyer should know the exact nature and volume of the work. This will enable the selection of appropriate model of the bulldozer. It is essentially that the buyer should know exact period of the requirement of the rented dozer since it needs to be mentioned in the agreement. Three, the product specifications. Among the different types of equipment models presented, the buyer should determine the size and shape of the bulldozer, you know, like a D6 all the way up to a D8, D9, or D10, you know, or higher, or maybe a D11. It just depends on what you need. Do you need a ripper on it? Do you need are you knocking down brush, trees, stuff like that? You might need sweeps on it. Choosing the right type, which is best suited for the nature of work, is necessary. Four, the requirements and limitations of the used bulldozer. Bulldozer have to be filled with fuel at 3 to 4 times a day. It is part needs to be greased at a regular interval. You know, you need to grease it all the time. This machine has to be checked daily for maintenance issues. Bulldozers have limitations that it cannot work throughout the day. Hence, the buyer should determine the extent to which a used bulldozer can work effectively. Furtherly, it is necessary to know if the site conditions are suitable for the bulldozer to work. Since it cannot work on any terrain, the tracks of the bulldozer need to be often cleared. Next, number five, safety requirements. Bulldozers are huge equipment and one needs to follow the instructions before operating. They are dangerous equipment and should not be used without following the instructions. Look in the manual. Since the mistakes committed while operating these machines can lead to accidents, the buyer should be familiar with its parts and the way it operates before using it. If the buyer is not familiar or comfortable operating a bulldozer, then should hire an experienced bulldozer operator. Further, the buyer should ensure safety by wearing safety belts, earplugs, dust masks to prevent health problems. And number six, and finally, expenses incurred. Before taking a dozer on rent, the user must be sure to bear the expenses in form of rental costs, higher operator costs, and maintenance costs, fuel and greasing costs, and costs of safety aids. Rental expenses vary since it depends on the length of the rental contract and the age of the machine. To know the appropriate rental costs, the buyer should compare prices by referring to websites or just call dealers. During the rental period, it is responsible of the buyer to maintain the machine well before handing it over to the service provider. Overall, renting a bulldozer is beneficial since it's cost-effective for the construction companies. And in this case, where a bulldozer is required for a short duration of time or for seasonal work, therefore, after it is all no use. It allows the buyer to discuss if the select model has applications for the intended work. Following these tips can guide you in purchasing the appropriate bulldozer on a rental basis and get the job done well. Again, listen, you know, you got to understand the system. You got to understand the equipment. You got to know what you're looking for and what you're going to do to clear the land. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.